me ask you a question. Hands up. Hands up here who is creative.
Would like to be honest.
Who is creative? Yes. Very good. Be honest, people. What goes through your head when you hear that question? Am I a singer? Am I an artist? Do I like crochet? Do I make things? I was talking to Michael a few weeks back, and we were thinking about series and upcoming stuff, and we thought about creation, thinking about creation and creativity. And a lot of the time in churches, in Christian community, there's not necessarily a huge amount of creativity. There's maybe music, but beyond that, there's not necessarily a huge amount. So the next 5 weeks, we're going to be doing a series on creativity called Created to Create. Over the 5 weeks, we're going to look at different things. This week, I'm just going to talk, give a kind of start to the series, looking at God the Creator. Next week, there's going to be a panel. We haven't done a panel for a long time. We do them on all the difficult things like sex and power and creativity. So that's next week. It'll be just three or four people sharing their thoughts on creativity, what that means. And the week after that, we're going to be looking at how do we respond to Creator God? What does that mean? And then the last 2 weeks, we'll be doing something a little bit more creative. But we'll explain that more as we go through. But I want to just, you can hand out, I don't know if you need Bibles or you have your phone. I'm going to read the passages, so it's not that necessary to have them. But if you have your on your phone, please take it out. And we're going to look at two passages this morning. I just want to make two very kind of simple, basic points, just as this is the first one. The first one is, you probably have heard, God creates the world. God is the creator. I don't know if you've ever kind of sat and looked at, have you been anywhere and you've looked at big mountains or looked at the sea or the river and just sat there in awe? I know there's a few times I remember going on a, just thinking of Anna, it's come back from the Camino. She's just about walking. Don't know where she is. There you are. I remember going on a hike when I was in Scouts years and years ago. We had to organize a hike and we did the Wicklow Way. And I remember just after one of the walks, sitting on top of a mountain and just looking and staring, probably sat there for an hour, just looking around at God's creation. I remember, and some of you here might remember, a time when a group of us went to Burkina Faso. And I think it's probably the place I've seen the most amount of stars ever. We sat in the darkness one night and just looked up. And it was an unbelievable amount of stars because there's no lights around. We just sat there. You could see them right down to the horizon and all the way around you. Just millions of stars. There's been lots of different times where I've seen rivers or sea or mountains and you just stood there in awe at God's creation. I'm sure there's places like that for you as well. There's places like that for me just simply here in Ireland looking at things. But in the Bible, at the very start of the Bible, the first chapter, the first verse, the first book of the Bible, there's five words that I want to just start with. And the words are, does anyone know what the words are? Say again. Yes, it's very similar to that. Exactly, yeah. God made the world. It says, in the beginning, God created. They're the first five words in the Bible. In the beginning, God created. And then it goes on and it talks through God's creation in days. I just want to read out one bit. You may have read chapter one of Genesis before. You may have heard the creation story. I just want to read it out of a book by Erwin McManus. And he just kind of talks about Genesis 1. So I just want to read that to set the scene. It has always fascinated me that in the first and preeminent act of creation, the focus was on the good and not the great. In Genesis 1, we find ourselves in the moment when God creates everything out of nothing. The all too familiar 6 days could be better described as 6 movements, 6 motions within a single creative act. God begins by creating light out of darkness and finishes by breathing life into man. Everything in between is nothing less than extraordinary. Within each movement, there is a single intention, whether it is the creation of the solar system or the unique design of this planet's ecosystem. Every stroke within this creative act carries the intention of creating life. Every creative act for which we take responsibility pales in comparison to the wonder and power of the revelation of God's immense creativity as demonstrated in creation. As impressive as creation is, however, it is not once described as great. Yet certainly if anything deserved the designation of greatness, it would be this work of art. Instead, at the end of each day, at the point of reflection and evaluation, for each stroke there is one simple summarizing description for the nature of all that just happened. And God saw that it was good. And after each section, each day in creation, that's what God says, and God saw that it was good. From these first five verses, in the beginning God created, we see that God was there at the start. And we also learn that God created. Why does God use the word good and not great? Surely when we look at creation, we can see that it is amazing. Here the Bible describes the act of creation as good. Obviously creation is great, but I wonder, is it more important for us to understand that creation is a reflection of the very nature of God? Creation was good because God is good. Creation resulted in life because God is life. God creates the world. I have some interesting, I was looking on, Google's always good for weird and wonderful facts, some of which may not be true because they're on Google and they're on the internet. But some, I don't know, there's some weird and wonderful animals and places in the world that just are, I suppose, speak of God's creation, his creativity, the amazingness of what he creates. So I'm just going to go through them, some slightly random ones. The first one is of a shrimp. This is a mantis shrimp that can swing its claw so fast it boils the water around it and creates a flash of light. Mad. Next one. You probably know this, that honey doesn't spoil. You can eat 3,000-year-old honey, so it never goes off. I don't know if there's a best before date on honey. They probably have to put it on, but suppose it doesn't go off. Next one. Male Gentoo and Adelie penguins propose to females by giving them a pebble. Why on earth do they do that? But you can see them. I think there's one documentary, one of David Attenborough's documentaries, and it's, you see the penguin giving stones. It's another crazy point. Next one. Gecko feet exert a special adhesive that allow them to stick to just about any surface without leaving a residue. You've probably seen geckos running around walls. Yeah, not in Ireland. We don't see it. Okay, next one. This is a crazy one. Wood frogs have antifreeze-style blood that can freeze during wintertime and then thaw back out later. I'm mad. I think there's one more. The rhinoceros beetle can carry up to 850 times its own weight. And I worked out that for me, and I think that's like me carrying 40 cars. I know I'm quite heavy, but that's ridiculous. So I think, is that the last one, Luke?
Yeah.
Thanks. So God creates the world. Some amazing things like mountains we can just look at, and then some crazy animals that can do crazy things. The second point, and on the sixth day, it says this. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. I don't know much how you've thought about God's creation or when you think of yourself. You know, when you look around a room, you walk into a room, there's no one like you that looks like you, no one with exactly the same hair color, I suppose, unless you dye it. You know, even the people that are related to you don't look exactly the same. I think one of the most amazing things for me, especially when looking at a baby, you know, we talk about fingerprints being all unique, which is amazing in itself. But the amazing thing for me is, you know, baby forming in a mother's womb, that the fingernail knows exactly to go on the end of the finger and grow in that place. There's some amazing things, especially when we think of the human body. When God creates people, the Bible not only says that it was good, but it says for us that it was very good. To bring light out of darkness, God only needed to speak, but to bring his image alive in humanity, he needed to breathe his life directly into our lungs. In Genesis 2, verse 7, it says, "Then the Lord God formed a man. From the dust of the ground, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." We begin when God exhales and we inhale. While all creation declares the glory of God, we as human beings bear the image of God. We're made in his image. We're like him. Rabbits are not like him. Grizzly bears do not bear the image of God. No other animal does. It doesn't say in the Bible that those animals bear the image of God. They may show his glory and they may reveal his creativity, as we see some of those animals. but God creates us out of who he is. We are made in his image. We are like him. We are the result of a creative act by a creative God. He designed us with both intellect and imagination. He designed us with both reason and passion. He designed us to dream, to risk, and to create. Whatever we look like, whether we're tall or small, ugly, fat, skinny, dull, boring, whatever we think of ourselves, we are created in God's image, each one of us here in the image of God, in the image of the God who created the world, in the image of the God who created the mountains and the sea, the image of God, of the God who sent his son to earth. We bear his image. I don't know if you've read Jeremiah before. It's a big book in the Old Testament, an Old Testament prophet, one of the longest books. But in chapter 18 of Jeremiah, he talks about a potter. If you listen to Christian music about 15 years ago, there's a song called The Potter's Hand, which is based on this. This passage in Jeremiah gives us kind of a true but mysterious blending of divine sovereignty and human responsibility. The balance between of what we do and what God does. Not in our salvation, not in the way we're saved, but in the way we're formed, in our formation. God used this image to show us his interaction with humanity. I'm just going to read the first four verses of Jeremiah, but there is more to it. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. We're made in God's image. Genesis 1 tells us that. All humanity made in God's image. But at the same time, we're being made into God's image. I've never done pottery before. Has anyone done pottery, tried pottery before? Two or three people? The only time I think I've seen pottery been done is in the film Ghost. That's not the image I think Jeremiah is going for those of you who've seen it. It looks really cool, and it looks fairly easy. The thing just moves around, you just hold it, but I'd imagine it's more difficult than that. But in this image in Jeremiah, we see this picture of a potter molding clay. The potter's in control. The clay is being molded by the potter. I suppose the potter has the finished product in mind of what it's going to look like. He is the one who's making and creating. But in verse 4, it says that the pot becomes marred in his hands. It's spoiled. And it says he starts again. Maybe there's imperfections in it. So yes, we are made in his image, but we're also not perfect. As I think most people would agree. God did create us, but we're continually being created. More into his image. The potter creating the pot. So I'm going to show a video now, which is, and then Sarah's going to pray afterwards. It's a video just of creation. I know you can get them on YouTube all the time, but I think sometimes we take it for granted when we look around the world. I know when I drove here to Ignite this morning, I didn't really look at it. I didn't see the mountains, even though I drive past mountains. You drive past people. I was just focused on getting here. And I think sometimes we need to take a stand back and realize how amazing God is and the world that he's created, but also that we see that he's created us in his image, that we are created like him and that we are being created into more like him, to be more like Jesus. So let's just take a moment just to pause and reflect. Maybe it's a place you've been where you've seen God at work through people, or maybe it's a mountain you've stood in front of or on top of. And you've realized that God is huge. Maybe it's even just your own fingerprint and the uniqueness that you, out of 6 or 7 billion people, only have that fingerprint. Father, you are the ultimate creator. As we read at the start of the Bible and all the way through, that you create. Father, we thank you that you knew each one of us as we were knitted together in our mother's womb. Father, that you know us intimately. Father, we thank you that you accept us into your family, into relationship with you, not because we're worthy, not because we've done great things, but because of your love and grace, you created a way for us. And Father, I thank you that your Holy Spirit within each one of us is transforming us and changing us and creating us to be more like Jesus. So Father, as we go into this series, as we think about creativity, as we think about each one of us being creative in some way, Father, may we take our lead or take our energy and our passion and our belief from you as creator, as we create different things to glorify you. So Father, as we look at some images of your world on the video, Father, may we be amazed at your creativity and the detail you put into things. And Father, may that prompt us to worship you with all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.